Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk, alternatives. And top of the afternoon to you, Southern California. Today's topic is one of my favorite topics ever. Maybe could be the secret to my success and hopefully your success, because one of the ways that I validated that astrology works, that I absolutely proved to myself and guaranteed beyond a shadow of a doubt that the astrological vibration does exist, is by analysis, study, and understanding of the phenomenon called Mercury retrograde, which is, I believe, an issue that is at hand. For example, if you were alive February 1st, 1988, at 10:18 p.m., Mercury went retrograde, which may be tonight. But in case this show has ever played at another time, Mercury does go retrograde several times during the year. I've counted, I think, the most times that the planet Mercury has gone retrograde is about three. I think it's normal. And people will say, well, what does this mean? What is it? What happens when Mercury goes retrograde? Well, it backs up in space. Yeah, from our point of view, Mercury and all the planets always go in the same direction. But still, they have the illusion or the appearance, because Earth's orbit seems to go faster than the rest of the planets sometimes during the course of the orbit, and these planets will appear to back up. Now, when Mercury is retrograde, we can expect indecision in general and change in plans, except for people who are born during a Mercury retrograde. Believe it or not, these three periods during the year, and Mercury usually stays retrograde for about 23 days to 30, thereabout. People born with the Mercury retrograde usually has more decision and less changes. So for those of you with Mercury retrogrades in your natal charts, this is the time when Mercury is retrograde, which, for example, February 1st, 1988 at 10:18 p.m., Mercury goes retrograde till February 23rd. So these are the times when people should think about new beginnings if they have Mercury retrograde in their charts. Now, the majority of us do not. The only way you can find out if you have Mercury retrograde in your chart is to have a chart. And to look on your chart, your astroscope, for example, and see if it says Mercury and then with an R next to it. And that little R, as you can see in your abbreviations on the bottom, means retrograde. Now, as part of today's topic, if you have Mercury retrograde in your chart, then please call us so we can analyze your life and what's about to happen to you. So, retrograde periods for Mercury require extreme caution, in my opinion, and more orderly thinking. This is a good time for research, planning, examination of resources, and completion of projects already begun. Now, this is really a major item to understand. You see, Mercury retrograde is a very valuable time. It's not a time for us to take a vacation, and it's not a time for us to stop our lives. I'll give you an example. The Astrology Hour, as a radio program, the concept and the issue of this program began before Mercury went retrograde. The birth of this concept of this show began before Mercury went retrograde, but we went on the air. We completed the plans during the Mercury retrograde. Is that clear? Which means that I have found that a way to become a real winner is to create issues and ideas and concepts before Mercury retrograde, follow through with them during the retrograde. For example, a lot of us have the opportunity, just like myself, to begin our taxes today. Now, I went ahead and figured out my expenses and my income and all that stuff over the weekend and made an appointment to see my accountant in two Wednesdays, which means I began my taxes before the retrograde and I'm going to have my accountant finish them off during the retrograde. Now, as long as you don't do your taxes during a void course moon or finish them, have your accountant finish them with a void course moon attached to it, my opinion, okay, and I'm not saying I'm the total expert in this issue, but I have found in my experience that this formula works. And it works, and it's powerful, and it's a secret for a lot of people being very, very successful that I know who know about Mercury retrograde. So, Not only is it a good time, like I said, for research, planning, examination of resources, but actually completion of all projects already begun. It's like thinking about writing a movie and then doing the concept of the screenplay, then going into production during the Mercury retrograde. That's okay also. Now, during this period, we might reconsider waylaid projects from the past or go back to old ideas or plans and try to finish them up. My big opinion here on this Mercury retrograde, unless you have Mercury retrograde in your natal chart and you know it, my advice to everyone out there is avoid beginning important new projects while Mercury is retrograde. Now, if you just tuned in, and just for today's sake, Feb 1st, 88, Mercury does go retrograde at 10:18 p.m., so today is the day to finish up those beginnings. There's no void course moon, there's a Leo moon today, and that means that when Mercury goes retrograde tonight, the rest of this month, up to the 23rd, is when we finish up all these critical projects we start today. So if you're thinking about doing your taxes, start them today before 10:18 p.m. and then finish them up during the month. My opinion, that puts a much more powerful energy behind any project. Also, if you're thinking about beginning important new projects this month while Mercury is retrograde, these projects, in my opinion, should be postponed until Mercury goes direct in motion. And if you're listening in February of 1988, which I assume most of you are, some of you may not, in case this show's ever played at a different time, Mercury went retrograde February 23rd, 88 at 9:30 in the morning. Feb 23rd, 1988, 9:30 in the morning. Also, projects begun during a Mercury retrograde period, except for those of you that have Mercury retrograde in your chart, those of us that don't, if we begin projects during the Mercury retrograde, if we don't have it in our charts, they often develop differently than we expect. About the only way to really avoid disappointments is to expect disruptions. And there will be delays in business matters begun during the Mercury retrograde, especially those concerned with communications. Now, people ruled by Mercury, like Virgo sun signs, Gemini sun signs, Virgo rising, Gemini rising people, or whose charts have prominent mercurial signs, are more strongly affected than others by the Mercury retrograde periods. So don't expect people, especially Geminis and Virgos, who happen to be the people really who can handle the details and the communication. Let's face it, Mercury moves the fluid of the mind, and Virgo moves the details and the analysis and the paperwork. And these are the people that usually freak out, so they may have a harder time to make up their minds during the Mercury retrograde. Now, while Mercury is retrograde, it's also important to give greater attention to accuracy, details, and daily routine errors are very likely. So this is not a period when you want to miss deadlines, when you want to miss court dates, when you want to miss paying your bills, or when you get your power turned off, you get your phone turned off. Another big thing is that not all cars and boats and computers and electrical mechanical items purchased during a Mercury retrograde will have problems, because people that buy cars who have Mercury retrograde in their charts, frankly, this is the time to buy it. You have Mercury retrograde, so your car might as well have it too. But there just happens to be a higher percentage that I have found of problems, mechanically speaking. Let's say a higher percentage of lemons purchased. Now see, if you're thinking about buying a car this week, and you make up your mind and close the deal today, and you pick up the car tomorrow, then that's okay. Thinking about buying a car now and you close the deal tomorrow, then that car has a Mercury retrograde attached to it. And it doesn't mean it's going to be a lemon. It just means there's a few percentage points higher that you're going to have mechanical problems. For example, I would not buy a used car during a Mercury retrograde, because I found all my friends that have purchased used cars during Mercury retrograde without Mercury retrograde in their charts, they break down and they are lemons. We do find a tremendously high frequency in that area. And also, we do find that things break down. What you will find, I want you to test this, and you can mark your calendar until the 23rd of February, if you'd like, and I want you to notice what you have mechanical that breaks down or requires service. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with getting service. You know, during the Mercury retrograde, the service departments are all going to be busy, because that's when you'll notice everybody's cars and everybody's boats and everybody's trucks and planes and such will have more mechanical problems. And that's right. If you are involved in air travel, there's a higher frequency of problems with luggage, problems with ticketing, problems with scheduling, and sometimes mechanical problems with the cranes. There's not always a higher frequency of plane crashes. Not always, but there is mechanical problems that can occur at a higher frequency. Now, Mercury is the messenger of the gods. Mercury represents the mind, or what I feel is the link between spirit and matter, between soul and personality. Mercury is the power of communication and interpretation, intelligence, reasoning capacities, and the ability to perceive relationships and gather facts. Talk about the computer planet, it's Mercury. And it is also the controlling planet of the two signs which gather facts, Gemini and Virgo. Mobility and adaptability are highlighted when we talk about Mercury. Running around, lots of details, getting things done, short trips. Mercurial qualities are being intellectual, attentive, perceptive, clever, versatile, inconsistent, hypercritical, also argumentative, sarcastic, cynical, excitable, impressionable, nervous, and prone to worry. Mercury narrates, it talks, argues, debates, writes, analyzes, memorizes, studies, travels, sells, reflects, and expresses itself through the hands as well as the tongue. And Mercury is neither of positive nor negative polarity, neither masculine nor feminine. Mercury rules all communication. It is associated with speaking and writing, educational capacities, and manual skills. And Mercury is especially active in the versatile talkative sign of Gemini, and Mercury's nature is also strengthened in analytical Virgo. Pure mercurial expression becomes difficult in Sagittarius and in Pisces, which relate and communicate more through hopes and beliefs than through facts. And frankly, Mercury never wanders more than two signs from the Sun because it is within the Earth's orbit. So let's say if you're a Cancer, the most your Mercury could be would be either Virgo or Taurus. If you're a Cancer, you could have Mercury in Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, or Virgo. It never wanders more than two signs from the Sun. So, you know, it's very, very important to understand retrograde periods because from what I have found, when planets are going direct motion, they actually appear to be delivering a cosmic vibration to the Earth at what I refer to as a full pop. So when these planets appear to be backing up in place, and actually backing up in the sky, that is, the Earth's orbit is kind of perverted in expression and in comparison to the orbit of the planet that appears to be retrograded. So that is why I feel that the energy from that planet is kind of halved, or it's slanted, or it's just distorted. Now, frankly, in 1988, for example, we don't have Venus and Mars, I don't think, go retrograde this year. Yes, they do. Let me just go over when some of the retrograde periods are for other planets so you can mark your calendar. Pluto goes retrograde on February the 14th at 6:38 in the morning. So Pluto and Mercury will be retrograde together. And Mercury goes direct, and then the next planet to go retrograde after Pluto will happen in April, which is a big retrograde month, because in April, on April the 4th, Uranus goes retrograde at 12:25 p.m., and then Saturn goes retrograde on April the 10th at 7:07 p.m. This is in 1988, of course. Neptune goes retrograde April 11th at 6:21 in the morning. So we see we have Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto all retrograde by the 11th of April. Now, obviously, if you understood what I just told you, then it is a lot better for us to begin new beginnings of any kind with the fewest retrograde planets as possible. So except for those of us that have a heavily retrograded chart that might benefit from a heavily retrograde period, it's a good idea for us to get all of our new beginnings done probably by April before these four critical planets, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, go retrograde. When we approach May, then Venus joins the group. And Venus will go retrograde in May with Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. That happens on May 22nd at 6:26 a.m. So hitting into the summer here, we are talking retrograde, right? And now Mercury actually begins retrograde also, continuing with the rest of the group, May 31st. So during June, we have Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto all retrograde. And that's when you see lots of strange things in the news. You see lots of weird world events. And that's when people go through heavy stress periods, heavy changes, a lot of distortions. And I also believe that there's more of an earthquake aspect. And I also lose my voice on approaching. No, I don't. So now Mercury goes direct in June on June the 24th at 3:40 p.m., but we'll still have Venus, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto retrograde. And then Venus will go direct, and those other four outer planets will still be backing up all during July and all during August. when Mars goes retrograde August 26th, and then Saturn finally goes direct August 30th. So then into September, we have Mars, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto retrograde. In the same time, a lot of you who have your charts, if you want to figure out how to find out whether you have a Mercury retrograde in your chart or any planets retrograde, I have one planet retrograde, Jupiter. If you want to know if you have any inhibited energy in your charts, then look at the front page of your astroscopes and find little R's next to your planets and circle those R's. And write retrograde there because, and circle the planet, and then you'll know you have that planet retrograde in your chart. And some of you might find you were born during a period when there were 3, 4, 5 planets retrograde. And then you'll say to yourself, oh, no wonder. No wonder I go through this berserk situation in my life. And no wonder my life seems to be going well and everyone's falling apart and vice versa. But in the meantime, if you don't know where your retrogrades are, and like I say, understanding planets that back up in the sky or retrograde planets, the same thing synonymously speaking, you do need to get yourself charted. Well, there's nothing wrong with people that have retrograde planets in their chart. They're just hit with a more unique vibration than we are. I said before that the energy is perverted. I didn't mean that. I meant the energy is distorted. It's like we do live in an ebb and flow cosmic system in this solar system. And when the Earth is in a particular orbit where all the planets are going direct in space with the Sun and the Moon in the same direction, it does seem to be more of a fluid experience. We all seem to be happier. We all seem to get things done better. We all seem to have more communication and fewer problems. And then depending on what planet does go retrograde, like when Uranus goes retrograde, obviously accidents and mistakes, technically speaking, on high levels can occur. Or when Neptune goes retrograde, there's a lot of disillusions, a lot of setbacks, people into self-destructive behavior, that frequency picks up. When Pluto goes retrograde, there's a lot of intensity and conflict with sometimes authority figures, supervisors, and people we love and that we deal with. When Mercury goes retrograde, there's that communication problem that could crop up or that mechanical problem that could crop up. With Venus retrograde, seems like money matters are at hand, or dealing with financial situations or women can be issues that can be more of an intensity. And when Mars goes retrograde, sometimes it's our health that is affected, more of a prominence of flu or colds or other diseases that can crop up, and problems with men. And when Saturn goes retrograde, of course, karmic situations, we're forced to resolve them or go through pain at a higher level. So the energy coming from the planets if they go retrograde is what I call distorted, and it's sort of half speed. It's like you're working on an oil line, and the oil's coming no problem when the planet is direct. All of a sudden, you find your oil pressure drops, and the oil that's been coming through is coming through at half the pace, half the capacity of the tube, and then everybody in the oil factory is freaking out trying to figure out what's going on. And that's really what goes on during a Mercury retrograde. It's like half pace. And that's why people with a frequency of retrograde planets seem to be happier and more together. The pace slows down to their level where they can handle it a little better during the Mercury retrograde and other high-frequency retrograde times. So yeah, it's very, very important that if you are going to become an astrologically aware person, that you learn, study, and try to master this retrograde vibration that goes on all year long. Because when a planet like Uranus goes through a sign, for example, it is entering Capricorn in a few weeks, a couple weeks, and it'll be there for 7 years, and Uranus is going to retrograde in Capricorn about maybe 8, 10, 12, 15, who knows, a lot of times, because when a planet goes through a sign, it kind of zigzags. It goes up, and then it comes back a little bit. Then it goes up a little longer, then it comes back a little longer. It goes up a little longer, comes back a little bit. So that planets just don't go directly through signs. Now, some items here that you should be aware of is the Sun never goes retrograde, and the Moon never goes retrograde. No way, okay? And the North and South nodes are already retrograde, so they never go direct. So the only planets that go retrograde would be Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and the asteroids. So I want to make that clear to you, so you don't call me up and say, Farley, I have my Moon retrograde in Scorpio. It's hard enough to have your Moon in Scorpio. The Moon never does seem to back up because the Moon is already in the Earth's orbit, and we are already orbiting around the Sun. So these luminaries, the Sun and the Moon, have constant motion. And then I think the clearest fact that I can channel to you during today's show is that I believe, no matter who you are, that you should begin your new beginnings, especially when you know Mercury is about to go retrograde, right before it. No matter how big the project is, begin those new beginnings and finish them up during the Mercury retrograde. Now, the only exception, of course, would be that if you are planning on buying a car or a boat or a plane, and you began that negotiation before the Mercury retrograde, but you signed the deal during the Mercury. What I'm talking about is I'm talking about things like taxes and things like radio programs, movies, TV shows, career situations, beginning a project before the Mercury goes retrograde and then going to work during. When we talk about mechanics, we talk about money deals dealing with mechanical items. I don't think it's good luck, in my opinion, with Mercury retrograde to begin a deal to purchase a mechanical item before the retrograde and then to finish it up. That's the exception. So if you're going to buy a car, begin it and complete it when Mercury's direct. My opinion. It's not like I'm saying don't buy a car during the Mercury retrograde, because a lot of you that do have Mercury retrograde in your charts, this is the time that you should go out and buy the cars, right? And also, okay to get anything fixed during the Mercury retrograde. That's okay too, because you're going to get some breakdowns. And the signs that are going to be more directly affected, of course, during the Mercury retrograde are the signs that are squared by where Mercury is. Like Mercury is in Aquarius, for example, now, and it's going to back up in Aquarius all month. So Leo and Scorpio and Taurus are going to get squares and T-squares and oppositions from this Mercury retrograde, and they're going to be the ones that will probably have the hardest time. Whereas people with Gemini and Libra planets will benefit greatly this month from a complementary air retrograde. So Mercury stays in Aquarius for a long time. It'll finally go into Pisces around March the 16th. So that's our topic for today.